writing Timonese, but I'm not a massive fan of writing. So we can write notes to testimonies. And around the tables, there are some bits of A5 with some questions on, which I'm going to use in a moment. But what I want to do first is by way of giving an example, I want to use the Acts reading that we've just heard and kind of go through those questions that are on those bits of paper with that. And the second is a somewhat less dramatic story from my own life recently, which I'm going to share just by way of giving us an example of what a testify thing might look like tonight, before I invite us to reflect on our lives, maybe write ourselves some notes, and then invite you, if you want to share that story with the people around you. So, just to give you some background on the testimony of St. Paul in Acts chapter 22, which was written down by his mate Luke, probably as he was talking, Paul is not having a good day. His bad day begins in Acts 21:17. Actually, his bad week. He's come back to Jerusalem to report to James and the church elders about the conversion of Gentiles, of non-Jews, to Christianity, which is great news. And the elders have rejoiced at all that Paul was doing and then become concerned for Paul's safety. The Jewish converts were being told that Paul was rejecting his foundation, his roots, his Jewish roots, his heritage and background, including Moses and the law, which he wasn't. He was very clearly building on it. So the church elders decided it would be a great idea if Paul was to go through the rite of purification so that he can worship in the temple, thereby proving his kind of that he's still a Christian, but he's a Jewish Christian, if you like. And he's building Christian faith and his salvation on the foundation of the calling of the people of Israel. So on the final day of this seven-day purification rite, verse 27 of chapter 21 of Acts, before the rite is complete, there is a riot in the temple. I often wondered if we'd ever have riots in churches in this country. But anyway, there's a riot in the temple, fermented by those who are opposed to Paul. Paul is being beaten up, and the Roman authorities come steaming in to break it up and to take Paul, because partly because they believe him to be an Egyptian who'd recently stirred up a revolt. So they arrest him and they remove him. And I have this image of them. They literally pick him up and carry him out the building to stop him being beaten up. If you read through 21 and 22, you'll see that. But then he speaks to his Roman captors in Greek, verse 37 of chapter 21, and he asked to speak to the crowd who are following him, who are trying to do him in, basically. So at the entrance to the barracks in Jerusalem, the soldiers put Paul down, and it literally says that. They put Paul down, and he addresses the crowd, who all go silent to listen to him. He switches to Hebrew, the language of the crowd, and he begins his testify by telling them, chapter 22, verse 3, that he used to persecute the church on behalf of the Jewish religious leaders. He used to be like them. And then we hear the testimony from verse 6 onwards. Paul tells them what's happened. That's question one on your sheet. What's happened? We've just heard that. Melissa just read that to us. Question two on the A5 sheet is, why is this event significant to Paul? Well, this event that he's talking about, this meeting with Jesus on the road to Damascus, changed the course of his life totally and utterly. He begins to serve Jesus, having been the one who's persecuting those who followed him. And when you read Paul's letters, you see the new life that Jesus brings to him, how Paul connects it to the law and the prophets. It's like a door opening into a new understanding, a totally new way of life, as he realizes that Jesus is the long-awaited Savior and devotes his life to making connections back and forth and all the epistles that he reads and his evangelism for Jesus. Meeting Jesus totally and utterly changes his life, his priorities, and who he serves. And he shares that with the crowd, paying for his blood, as it were. The third question on that A5 sheet that you have is, how did the way he viewed God change? How did Paul's view of God change when he meets Jesus? If you read Paul's letters, where he speaks about grace and love and forgiveness and being in Christ and being saved. And he's found and followed this new calling rather than persecuting the church. And Jesus sends him to the Gentiles in verse 21 of chapter 2. As a good and devout Jew, he would never have done this before he met with Jesus. The way that his view of God changes and develops enormously from his view of God before. The promises that Paul knows from the Old Testament become real to him in Jesus. Verse question 4, what key people were involved? How did they treat Paul? Key people, Ananias, one of the bravest men in the New Testament, as far as I'm concerned, helped Saul become Paul. The authorities that he ran from, they tried to silence and kill him. They were key people. They were involved. Those who taught and supported him, including James and the elders of the church, who were suspicious at first of him, but accepted him as God's Spirit worked in them and in others. And we could go on, Barnabas, John, Mark, Luke, and many, many other people were involved with Paul. Question 5, if someone was listening to this, what would you want their main takeaway to be? I wonder what Paul was hoping. I suspect when he's giving his testimony, he's testify, he's hoping that people will see his changed life and they will see the light and come to faith in Christ. Question 6. What does the story say about how Jesus works? In Paul, Jesus worked miraculously with forgiveness and grace, patiently through other people, and worked through suffering as well. Paul also suffered a lot. He was tested a lot, and God used that too. And question 7, what has life been like since the encounter? I suspect he would say, totally and utterly different to before. That is Paul's dramatic and quite extreme testify in front of a crowd that really want to do him over. Not many of us, I suspect, will have a testimony like that, although we might be surprised. Some of us might. So let's try my slightly less dramatic. I'm not going to tell you conversion experience. I'm going to do something that's more recent than that. But you can do whatever you like. What happened? As you know, I am in 2 weeks moving away and have been looking for a job near Emma, for my wife Emma, for about 8 months now. A few months ago, it looked like the job that I was waiting for was going to fall through. Lots was going wrong with it, it wasn't straightforward, and it felt like God was closing a door. I felt, if I'm honest, a little bit lost about what God wanted me to do. I was going to have to move without a job, which my spiritual director said was going to be good for me, but I begged to differ. I was going to have to move without a job and with all the consequences that that would have on self-worth, on how I see myself, and on our income as well. I was praying and I was asking God to affirm what God wanted me to do. And as I was considering pulling out of the half-completed role, on that same day, a church warden in the Diocese of Carlisle delivered an envelope through what will be our house, where Emma happened to be. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And someone gave me a sentence of scripture which spoke directly into how I was feeling. And at the same time, I was serving in a worship service, not on a Sunday here, and the song, Great Is Your Faithfulness, that we sang, the last one that we sang, which is why I wanted to do it tonight, was sung. And the envelope that I had information about the parish I was being asked to apply for, and the warden was very excited at the possibility of me coming, and there's a whole load of things that were in that envelope that made me a bit more excited about it too. And the word and the great is great your faithfulness, both of those things spoke really strongly to me about God's faithfulness to me and the fact that I could trust God in this. I felt a sense of peace about it. God spoke through these three unrelated and yet God incidents related incidents. Why was this event significant to me? Because it said to me that God had me in mind as well as Emma when he called her to Cumbria. It gave me a sense of God's faithfulness and my need to trust. what key people were involved, how did they treat me? Well, the church warden, again, no idea what he was doing, but he came and delivered that thing without knowing anything about what I was thinking. The person with the word, again, they had no idea where I was, but they gave me that word. The person that chose the song in the service I happened to be in, exactly the same thing, no idea. But God spoke through those three decisions. What would I want someone's main takeaway to be? You can trust in God because God knows what we need. What does the story say about how Jesus works? Jesus always leaves it to the last minute. Those of you who've been Christians for a long time will know that. Testing produced endurance and endurance faith. The testing of our faith produces endurance, which is a quote from James chapter 1, verse 3. You can trust God because you know that God knows what you need. God knows what we need. And what has life been like since that encounter? I've spent the last few weeks celebrating and trusting in God's faithfulness, although at the time, as I said, it didn't feel like that. So that's my slightly less traumatic testimony to you. So what I'd like to invite you to do is take a piece of paper. There are some pencils as well, which Melissa has provided from somewhere. I don't know where she found them, but she's got some pencils. So on the tables, there's a bit of paper there. And I just want to invite you for a few minutes. I'm going to pray in a moment. I'd like to invite you for a few minutes just to... You may or may not find those questions helpful. If you don't find them helpful, ignore them. Just think back. Is there any point that you felt God say something or God's done something? It might be something that seems really small to you. It might be something that seems really big to you. Something that you could testify to God working in your life. And if there isn't anything, don't worry about it. You can listen to what other people say. So let me pray and then invite you just to spend a few minutes, and then I'll stop us and give us the opportunity, if we would like to share. And if you want to, as I say, if you want to write notes on that bit of paper, if that helps you, then please do that. Let me pray. Lord God, I want to thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you have an interest in every one of our lives. And I pray that as we reflect on the reading from Acts, on how you spoke through Paul, even in that really difficult situation, I pray that you will bring to mind now things where we can see you at work in our lives, whether they be small things or big things. Lord, just bring those things to mind that we may encourage one another and encourage our own growth in you. Amen. So just take a moment on your own. If you're one of those people that really can't process without speaking, then feel free to speak to somebody who's in the same boat as you. But do give them a moment just to write and just spend a moment writing, thinking, reflecting. And then I'll stop us in a few minutes' time. Few weeks, months, and I think it's partly because of some things that have been going on, is I've heard more and more people telling stories about when they've told stories about faith, or when they've admitted that they were Christians or whatever in different contexts. It's really encouraging to hear those stories of people doing that. I think God's doing something here with that, which is really good, and praise God for that. Melissa, thank you for entering into that. And next week, I think John's back, isn't he? After he's been ordained.
We're going to just take a little bit of time to pray now together. I think if you want to just stay in your little groups, we'll just take a few minutes.